million-dollar plus research on this while you're at Harvard, and you have basically inconclusive evidence as to the exact relationship between violence and video games. So where did the vice president get his information from to say that you can't necessarily put, you know, point A leads to point B?
Well, it's basically that there's no proven, like, for example, my study found that when you look at kids playing M-rated games, the more M-rated games they play, the more likely they were to say that they'd bullied others or gotten into fights. But when we've also factored in things like parent supervision, stressful life events, and especially aggressive personality, that relationship kind of went away. So, and the other research that he's looking at, I think, has also been equivocal. The stuff that is tended to support a link that was used in past cases, including California's law that was struck down by the Supreme Court, looked at mostly college students taking Psych 101, doing little lab experiments that measured pretty much competitiveness. And then some people would make a leap between that and real-world violence. And I personally don't agree with that.
So, okay.